Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. A team led by Silas Hoffman and Charles Tahan demonstrated that the spin-zero manifold of an exchange-coupled spin array in semiconducting quantum dots can unlock a Hilbert space of dimension approximately 2 to the power of n/2 3/2, nearly matching the full 2 to the power of n spin space. Using exchange-only control, they showed this approach surpasses traditional modular encoding, which restricts arrays to a Hilbert space of 2 n/n. The study generalizes benchmarking metrics like cross-entropy and out-of-time ordered correlators, proving this method accelerates computational quantum advantage in spin qubits. Next story, researchers including Austin Huang and Joseph Bowles introduced spectral-borne machines, a new class of quantum generative models leveraging the quantum Fourier transform to efficiently learn integer structured data. The models, trainable on classical hardware via a maximum mean discrepancy loss, are implemented in a new TCDQ module of the Penny Lane platform. Numerical experiments demonstrate their scalability, with a 190-qubit system using over 1 million parameters to learn distributions of 93 nucleotide ribosomal RNA, suggesting reduced parameter counts and potential immunity to overfitting in data-scarce scenarios. Next story, a team led by Allison L. Carter and John J. Bollinger at NIST demonstrated localized coherent control of single-plane ion crystals containing over 100 ions in a Penning trap. Using an ultraviolet-compatible spatial light modulator, they imprinted programmable AC Stark shift patterns with varying azimuthal symmetries and gradients that co-rotate with the rapidly spinning ion crystals. Measured ion qubit populations matched calculations derived from independent AC Stark shift measurements, validating the method. The approach enables parallelizable, coherent individual ion addressing in Penning traps with potential for scaling via higher format SLMs. Next story, a research team led by Felipe Paixão demonstrated a prototype VPN that integrates quantum key distribution by using ETSI-GS QKD014 API to deliver QKD-derived keys. The system encrypts IP traffic with ICE-256 GCM, embeds ETSI key identifiers in band, and retrieves keys from local key management entities. Validated first via a controlled simulator, the setup was then tested on two Jetson Xavier NX devices connected to a Lux Quanta Nova QKD platform, achieving 8 continuous hours of bidirectional real-time audio and video transmission over the VPN. Next story, a team led by Ella O. Lockman at Google demonstrated a new on-chip thermometry method using superconducting diem bridges co-fabricated with transmon qubits.
By measuring the critical current of these bridges via IV characteristics, they achieved local, quantitative temperature readings at millikelvin scales without microwave calibration or qubit-specific controls.
The approach was validated by calibrating the bridge's critical current against temperature, confirming resolution and stability at cryogenic conditions, and cross-checking with qubit-excited state population measurements. The method also correlated chip temperature with qubit energy relaxation and dephasing times, offering a scalable, non-invasive diagnostic tool for superconducting quantum circuits. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.